But it won't let you survive 101 if it looks like what you've got is a concept or an idea, particularly a concept or idea that we could practice in the offline world. And what you did is implement that in a standard form computer, use computer technology. Doesn't matter how many computer terms you use in your patent claim. If they're all basic standard off-the-shelf computer technology, it's not going to help you. So in Ray Killian, for instance, the Federal Circuit says a method for determining eligibility for Social Security disability insurance using a computerized analysis of electronic records isn't patentable subject matter. It's the sort of thing one would do with or without a computer, and the fact that you used a computer doesn't make a difference. 101 is also status quo, I think, in the sense that, as has been true for the last decade, as Paul Gugliuzza and I showed in a paper a few years ago, much of the action is occurring under the surface. We see several published opinions every year, but those published opinions are not an accurate reflection of what's going on. There are lots of Rule 36 affirmances without opinion, and there are a lot of unpublished opinions. And those Rule 36 affirmances and unpublished opinions skew towards a finding of invalidity. And what that means is that there are a lot of patents out there being invalidated, even though if you look at the 101 opinions the Federal Circuit issues, it looks much closer to a 50-50 split. 101 is also business as usual this year, in the sense that while what I said is generally true, if it's got technology, we're going to pass. And if it doesn't have kind of new and technological improvements, it's not going to pass. There are cases that seem virtually indistinguishable on the facts that go in different directions turn out to be outliers. So among those cases, you might contrast Cosmo Key Solutions versus Duo Security, which I will note in the interest of full disclosure is one I argued, with Universal Secure Registry versus Apple versus Apple, because both of those cases involve essentially the same invention, which is to say two-step authentication for your computer. One of them, Universal Secure Registry, has some actual technology for implementing two-step authentication like biometrics. The other one doesn't. It just says turn on the two-step authentication and require it to be time-sensitive. Curiously, the Federal Circuit says the invention in Cosmo Key is patentable subject matter and the invention in Universal Secure Registry is not. Another example of sort of how courts split on this is a pair of cases that came out just last week, too recent for inclusion in your paper, Wisner versus Google and IBM versus Zillow. This is the same panel of judges, Hughes, Stoll, and Reyna. And those judges split on the question of the application of step two of Alice. In a series of patent cases in the Wisner versus Google case, which involves the idea of keeping a travel log record, and using it to sort of market to people based on where they actually went. Court says, those claims, some of those claims are unpatentable, but some of those claims are patentable, or at least they survive 12b6 because you alleged that you had a new technology. Judge Hughes dissents in that case, saying, no, we don't have to sort of buy that allegation off the shelf. You can't just allege without any support that this technology is new, but the majority says, yes, you can. By contrast, in IBM versus Zillow, same panel, different result. Here, Judge Hughes writes the opinion and Judge Stoll dissents. And in this case, the patent claims, which involve selecting a portion of a map and highlighting it, and then having the computer show you only something, in this case, house listings, within the scope of that map, doesn't have any particular technology. Patentee again on 12b6 says, hey, we think this is a new technology at step two. And the court says, we don't need to accept a patent owner's conclusory allegations of inventiveness. We don't read Atrix to say that any allegation about inventiveness wholly divorced from the claims or the specification defeats a motion to dismiss. So the fact that we've got a kind of general approach that courts are taking doesn't mean we don't have different views among the judges and cases in the middle, which are hard and which are split. The final way, frankly, in which 101 is business as usual this year is that as in each of the last several years, there have been a bunch of exciting cert petitions and a strong effort to try to get the Supreme Court to change all this rule generally in favor of patent owners. The court has expressed some interest calling for the views of the Solicitor General. The patent bar has been whipped into a frenzy, thinking this time, this is the time we're finally going to get it. And then the court says, oh, never mind. It happened again this year, just earlier this month with the American Axle case, after asking for the views of the Solicitor General, getting an opinion from the Solicitor General that says, yes, you should take the case. The court said, "Nah, never mind, we're not going to take the case." Then within a couple of weeks, it turned around and said, here are two other cases in which we would like the views of the Solicitor General. One involves sort of kind of basic patent troll internet invention. One involves TSA luggage locks. So we'll see, you know. This could be the year, unlike each of the last 8 years, where the Supreme Court actually takes this up. I'm skeptical. I don't think they particularly want a patentable subject matter case, but people keep asking. A lot of people keep saying this is a problem, and they keep looking. So maybe 1 year they'll take the case.